On this day, 31st March, 1921, Protestant murdered. Early yesterday morning, 40 armed civilians visited the home of William Fleming, a Protestant farmer at Drumgarra, County Monaghan, and called on Fleming and his son, Robert, to come out and hand over a gun. The men refused and the house was set on fire. The Flemings were taken to the main road and shot. Robert, 25, was killed instantly, and his father badly wounded in the stomach and back. The Fleming house was set on fire. When this occurred, there were present, in addition to the father and son, William Fleming's mother, a woman of over 80 years of age, and two grandchildren, aged 9 and 11. They remained in an outhouse with the wounded man until the police arrived. Robert Fleming was a quiet man and popular with his neighbors. He spent some years in America, returning home to manage the farm. Extensive raids for arms were made in the district last September, and Fleming's house was visited and the gun demanded. The Flemings refused to surrender the weapon, and firing took place between the raiders and the occupants. It is believed that in that fight, a young civilian from Castle Blarney was shot dead. Fleming Sr. was wounded on that occasion. Specials raids. A New Bliss County Monaghan report states that serious complaints were made regarding the conduct of armed men who were alleged to have searched houses and threatened people in the neighborhood of Clonis. The raiders were attired partly in mufti, some wearing RIC caps and portion of military uniforms. They are believed to have been specials from the Newton Butler district who had crossed the boundary into County Monaghan, where they had no right to go on duty. Down A.O.H. Hall. Under the auspices of Division 661, A.O.H., a high-class concert and dance was held on Easter Monday in the new A.O.H. Hall, Ballycran, Kirkcubbon, County Down. The concert opened with a selection of Irish airs by the Portaferry Pipers, A.O.H., while Mr. P. McLaughlin, comedian, kept the company in roars of laughter with his sketch, The Dentist's Room, evoking much applause. Miss Maggie Curley, Belfast's leading soprano, sang Ireland, I Love Thee. The social programme concluded with the singing of God Save Ireland, Eamon Phoenix editor's note. Under their terms of reference, the Ulster Special Constabulary were confined to the six counties, though they made regular forays into neighbouring areas. Sectarian attacks continued along the Fermanagh-Monaghan border, involving the IRA and B specials. While a majority of Northern Nationalists supported Sinn Féin after 1916, Devlin's Ancient Order of Hibernians remained a significant force in Belfast and East Ulster until the 1950s.